this year should be a special schus farmanim rasi sheyichu. Nishmas mar sester vaser shmuel refuas tzvi ben yitol moshe ben malka b'soch shar chole yisrael. Nishmas Arav David ben Shmuel. The Rambam paskins in the first parak of Hilchos Shkalim in the seventh halacha that ketanim are not chayv in machtzis hashekel, but if they give the machtzis hashekel, we accept it from them. The Brat Denura holds that this katan is talking about someone who's under 20 years old. So if a katan is under 20 years old, he's not obligated. We have a limud that he's not obligated. So that's beseder gamur. But if he gives, we can accept from him because he's a gadol, and a gadol knows how to be moser letzibur, to give it properly over to the tzibur, making it the tzibur's. But if you hold like the Rambam holds that this katan is someone under 13, who we call a katan. So when he gives the machtis hashekel, he has to be moser letzibur, like we find by the kohanim, that when they contribute their machtis hashekel, they have to be moser letzibur. They're not obligated in machtis hashekel. According to Ben Bukhri holds that any Kohen who gives the half a shekel isn't considered a sinner, despite the fact that he's not obligated to contribute. But once he gives it, the Gemara says he has to be moser yafa yafa latzibur. He has to give it properly over to the tzibur. Otherwise, the Gemara says it's chulin bazara, because he's pater. The katan, though, can't be. If he's under 13, he's not a bar hakna. So how can it be moser latzibur? He doesn't have that capacity. So what's pshat that a katan can give the machtzis a shekel if he wants? So even though a katan is makne derabanan, but then we come to the machlokes if kinyan derabanan is effective for a doraisa, and some say it is, some say it isn't. So if you say it's not, then your mom is stuck. What's going on over here? How could it be that this katan? Is going to be giving his machtis hashekel even if you hold that it's a kinyan derabanan, and who holds that it's mahani ledoraisa, and memela it's going to be chulin ba'azara. Now the makor, as we mentioned, to require mesira letzibur for those who are pater is from the kasha, the gemara in erechin and menachas on the kohanim amanda amar that they're pater because vidarshin kol over al pkudim and shevet levi lo nifkad, they weren't counted, they weren't over al pkudim. So Shevet Levi wasn't included in this. So Memela, they are pater from Machtzis HaShekel, because about them it doesn't say Kol Avra L'Pekudim. Nevertheless, if they're Shokel, they're not Chot. They ask the Gemara if they're pater, and they're bringing Chulin Azara. So the Gemara's answer is, no, they're Moser Letzibur. They give it over to the Tzibur, so it's not considered Chulin Bazar. And here the Brat Denura proves that the other Pturim as well, they can only be Shokel, like for example Ketanim, when they're Moser Letzibur. But the Mesir is Shaykh only if he's less than 20, at over 13, but not a Katan Mamish. So Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita and his Birchas Mordechai, Simon Beis discusses this, and he says as follows, that maybe it's talking about a Mufla Samach Leish, who could be Makdish, meaning a month before his bar, a year before his bar mitzvah, a 12-year-old can be makdish, and since he could be makdish to the Beis Hamikdash, it would appear that he could be makdish the machtis hashekel. So that would be pshat according to the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, in general, a katan doesn't have the koach of hakdasha. And that's why he wouldn't be able to bring the shkolim, according to the Bar Denura, Pachos Mei Esrim is a miut mefurish beparsha shkolim. And if he's pater, then the shkolim don't have a din kedushin, it's chulin ba'azara. But lokein shitas harambam, the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds it's a miut b'chol ha'tarakula. That in general, b'chol ha'tarakula, katan can't be makdish, so also he's not chayiv, and he's not chayiv. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs, so he's also not chayiv in machzis shekel. But if the din in kol haTorah kula, then just like by hekdesh, he could be makdish when he's a muflas samach liish. So too, he could be makdish this machzis shekel midin muflas samach liish. And it could be that the whole machlokes of whether mufla, of whether kinyan derabanan is effective for daraisa, is a derabanan that has to be mol for a daraisa. For example, if someone is mekadish in isha b'mamet shlashtan, he says to one person, "You owe me money, so give it to her, and she'll be mekudeshes with this." So that's using its mamet shlashtan. It's a kinyan derabanan, and he wants to be married to her in a daraisa level. So there's a machlokes. However, here it's a different case. Because here the derabanan is, there's two stages. First there's the hakna, and then there's the din d'oraisa. It could be there, here, it works for everybody. First you have the hakna derabanan, and then comes the pe'ula. For example, if someone does a kinyan derabanan on a chayfet and he's mekadish and isha, so mistama, she's mekudeshes d'oraisa, kayadua b'shem haposkim, and od b'yehuda, ve'od, that as long as the original kinyan, even though the original kinyan was only derabanan, but once it's in the person's possession and then he goes and he's mekadish and isha, so it would have a chalos daraisa. The only question we have is kinyan derabanan mahani l'daraisa would be if, for example, when a man wants to be mekadish a woman with a mamet shlashtan. So here, the etzem, the kinyan derabanan, needs to be chal on the daraisa, needs to be effective for the daraisa. And not that first you have a kinyan derabanan, and then afterwards you have the pula d'oraisa. There everybody would agree that it's fine. So this is something that, mirtz Hashem, we have to discuss in the future. So now, Rav Mizrachi says that based on what he explained in Maseches Brachos and Siman Yud, he's a mimer there about tefillah and korban shel tzibur, like they say in the name of the Brisker Rav, that a korban tzibur is a korban that the tzibur is not only miskaper with this korban, but it's pshat that the tzibur is bringing this korban. And therefore, the din of mesira b'tzibur is effective because the tzibur is also the mevi. All the person has to do is be moser the tzibur, and then the tzibur is the mevi. He's not the mevi. The whole tzibur is not his personal being mevi. He's moser the tzibur. And then the tzibur is mevi as hakarban. So it emerges then that the katan, who's moser, you're right, his mesira is only the rabbanan. But the Hava belongs to the Tzibur, the Hava of the Karban. And therefore, this is Chal in the second Shlav, in the second stage of the Mesira, after the Etzem Hakna was already Chal in the first Shlav. After the Hakna was Chal in the first Shlav, that's first the Katan did the Hakna, that might only be the Rabbanan. Again, before we said it's Mufla Samach Lich, which is Daraisa, but even if you hold that it's only Dirabanan, but since it's only stage one, and then afterwards the Tzibur is bringing the Karban, so it might be Beseder Gamor. The Havas Shel HaTzibur. So it turns out that the Mos are Mos of Tzibur, and Viyad HaTzibur Lahaviyam Ulakdisham Mi Daraisa. So after he does his original Nesina, so now the Tzibur is involved, and they're the ones who are bringing the carbon, and Mela, the carbon, once the money is already theirs, even though it's only theirs, the Rabbana, but once it's theirs, the Rabbana, then they bring the carbon, and that's a Havad Daraisa, and it's Beseder Gomer. In the again, these ideas we have to flesh out more in the future and see what the difference between where the Etzem Maisa is the Rabbana, that it wouldn't be effective for Daraisa, as opposed to where there are two stages. First is the Kinyan Darabanan, and then the Kinyan Daraisa. So, Bezrat Hashem, Od Nedaber Al Zeh, B'li Neder. In the Minchas Chinuch, in Gitzos, in the Avnei Miluim, they bring the Teretz of the Shaar HaMelech, famous Teretz of the Shaar HaMelech, that Memanav Shach. If it's Min HaTorah, then if we need here the money to be the Tzibur's Min HaTorah, so the shekel of the katan is batel barov. And if it's derabanan, because a matbeya is not batel v'chadoimeh, therefore Daraisa, the Matbea still belongs to the Katan. Ah, but you have a Takana Derabanan of Peutos, that when Peutos conduct the transaction is effective Midrabanan. So on a Daraisa level, we're cool because the shekel of the Katan is Batal Barov. And if you say, no, it's not Batal Barov, Midrabanan, so you're covered because you have the Takana Derabanan of Peutos. So on a Daraisa level, you're covered because of Bitul Barov. And on a Derabanan level, you're covered even if the Matbea is not Batal Midrabanan. But on a Derabanan level, you're still covered because then you have the Takana of Peutos, that their transactions are valid transactions. However, Rabbi Hussein asked, from the fact that we see in numerous places that Mamon Bailim isn't Batal, and if so, even Midaraisa is still the shekel of the Katan, as Chulin Bazar the Sharim, the Achronim wanted to say, the Sharim Melech wanted to say, that the shekel of the Katan is Batal Min HaTorah. However, you see from numerous places that Mamon Bailim is not Batal. Maybe other Mamon is, but Mamon Bailim is not Batal Min HaTorah. And if so, the katan of the shekel of the katan is going to be chulin ba'azara. Now the etzim divrei shara melech are very hard to understand, because does the shara melech think that bittel makes it kamandi isa? Could it be that through the bittel the mos are going to have a chaloshim tzibur? What does he mean? It's batel baro, but it still doesn't have a chaloshim tzibur on. It's mefursam in the name of the Oneg Yamtif that we've discussed so many times, that Bittul doesn't create a Lishma. Bittul is Moirid, it removes problems, but it doesn't create positive. And there's a big arichus about this in Achronim, but that's the sort of the Oneg Yamtif, that Bittul doesn't make new dinim, Bittul is just mefatil psulim. But if you need positive dinim, that bittul doesn't accomplish. Bittul is mevatel, psulim is surim, but not to make positive. So here also we have istamchus al arov, because Rashi explained that in the Gemara in Erechin it says that the Kohanim darshan this pasuk for themselves. They say that the mincha of a kohen is burned, so we can't give machtzis hashekel because we're going to have to burn all the karbanos because it's our shkalim are included. So how are we going to give our machzis a shekel? It's going to cause it to every mincha is going to be a minchas kohen. So Rashi says, no, it's not a problem, because by minchas tzibur you go after the rov, and since the rov is not kohanim, so therefore it doesn't have to be burned. So they're making a mistake when they're dorish esimikra zela atzma. And this rov is not bittul barov. This rov is zil basa ruba. In other words, rubo kakula, that since most of the, we're not mefatel their machtzis hashekel, but we say that since most of the coins come from Yisraelim, therefore it has a shame, doesn't have a shame minchas coin on it. And that's midin zil basa rubo, which is rubo kakula. And it would appear pashit that only in chaloshe minchas coin, which is a din that's chal on the cheftz of the carbon, there we can say that the carbon goes after the rove. But this is not so when the nidon is the money itself. That when the money itself has to have a chalos shem tzibur in order that the tzibur should be the mevim. When we're dealing with the cheftz of the carbon, you can say that the shame of the carbon goes after the rove. And since rove of this carbon is Yisraelim, it's not called a Minchas Kohen. However, when the nidon is the money itself, that the money has to have a chalos shame tzibur. By Kohanim, it's not a problem. The money has a chalos shame tzibur. Just the problem is that it's going to be called the cheftza, it's going to be called the carbon, it's going to be al shem the kohanim if they're the rov. there we can say that Yisraelim are the Rov, and therefore the carbon is going to be called after the Yisraelim. But when you talk about the money itself, that we require that the money have a chalos shem tzibur, in order that the tzibur should be those who are bringing the carbon, like we saw before, that the Briska Rav says that a carbon tzibur is the tzibur is not only the miskaper, the tzibur is the mevi. Halo vadaid shalosh shayach lo zil basa rubo velo rubo kukula. Kamuvan. So that's why the Shar HaMelech is coming mitaris bitul barov, and that's a pella. Has a child have bitul enyin chalos shem tzibur? Here you need to have a chalos shem tzibur on this money. And how does it being bitul barov give it a shem tzibur? Bitul doesn't give shemos. Can't say Zil Basaruba because we're talking about those coins themselves. We want those coins to have a Shem Tzibur on them. That they belong to the Tzibur, and in this way they're not going to be Chulin Bazara, otherwise the coins are Chulin Bazara. So you can't say Zil Basaruba, that since most of the coins do belong to the tzibur, and people gave them out of obligation, so they automatically belong to the tzibur. So here also, Mapitom, we're talking about the coins themselves. We need that the coins themselves have a chalos shem tzibur, not the carbon. When you're dealing with the carbon with the mincha, so then you go after the rov, since most of the coins came from Yisraelim, so it's called al shem the Yisraelim. But here, you need that the coins have a shem tzibur on them. The moas themselves, not the carbon. You need that the money themselves have a shem tzibur, in order that ultimately when the carbon is brought, it's going to be a carbon tzibur. But you need that the money have a shem tzibur. So there, it's not going to help to say zil basa rubo, and not rubo kukula. Because how does the money itself, zil basa rubo and rubo kukula, you can say about the carbon? After the money buys the carbon, you could say since most of the carbon was brought with money that belonged to the tzibur, so then the carbon has a shame of tzibur. But here we're talking about the money itself, that the money should have a shame tzibur. So it's not going to help that those coins that the katanim gave are going to have a shame tzibur, just because rov of the coins are shamed tzibur. It only helps afterwards that when you bring the carbon, you can say, it's mostly from Yisraelim, so memelet has a shame, the carbon has a shame Yisrael. There you can say zil basa rubo and rubo kula. But here, the coins themselves, the most atzma, you need that they should have a chalos shamed tzibur. Obviously, zil basa rubo and rubo kula aren't going to help. And so therefore the Shara Melech says, okay, so let's go mitaris bitul barov. Once it's mixed in with the other coins, so then it's batel. And that's how it has a shame tzibur on it, because it's batel from the other coins, it loses its shame. So here the coins themselves are turning into the coins of the tzibur. But that's a big problem, like we said, because how does bitul help linyan chalos shem tzibur? Bitul doesn't add dinim. Bitul isn't asaf as dinim. It just subtracts psulim or asurim. So, first of all, we can say that the Shar HaMelech can be explained based on the Shari Yosher and Shari Gimel, who's Marich. And apparently what he means is that since Torah Sarov is Mitaras Hanhaga, Bain, when we're talking about Azlin and Basaruva, and Bain, when we talk about Bittel Barov, there's no nafkamina between Bittel of Heter and Bittel of Isser, or Hosafas Hadin, like Chalos Lishma. It's all the same. It's Taras Hanhaga. Whenever you have a Rov, Mitaras Hanhaga, you follow that Rov. So therefore, if Bittel Barov is this Taras Hanhaga, that you follow the Rov, so if the Rov is so here again, you have to come on. You need the money itself should be the money of the tzibur. But since Bittel Barov is Anhaga, because Taras Rov is Mitaras Anhaga, whether it's Bittel Barov or as Lina Basaruba, it's Mitaras Anhaga that you're knowing that the whole thing is Bittel Barov, that the mute is Bittel Barov, that's your Anhaga. So according to the Shari Yosher, it really does, it can even add dinim. It can add dinim. It's now batel, it's considered part of the rov. And whatever dinim the rov have, the hanhaga is that the miut also has. So, b'kitzer, you can look there in the Shari Yosher, he's marich. But the bottom line is that he argues with the Oneg Yontif. The Oneg Yontif holds that batel isn't mosif dinim. And the Reb Shimon holds that batel is mosif dinim. Because Torah Sarov is Mitaras Hanhaga, that you follow the Rov. So here, the Hanhaga is that if the Rov has dinim that the Miut doesn't have, then the Miut gets those dinim. So besides that, it would appear that the Shara Melech, maybe what he's saying can be said even according to the Oneg Yontif, besides this. In other words, we want to say maybe not like the Oneg Yontif, but even if you say like the Oneg Yontif, maybe we can be Mechadish and say that the Yisod of the Oneg Yontif was only said in a case where the Bittel is Mechadesh Dinei HaRov al HaChefetz Shel HaMiut. The Bittel is coming to be Mechadesh Dinei Rov on the Chefetz of the Miut. Like for example, if you have Chutim of Tzitzis, it's not enough that you remove the Lo Lishma, you also need that they should have a Lishma. And the Oneg Yontif said it's no good. Bittel can't be mechadesh the dinim of the rov and the chefetz of the miut. So if the chefetz of the miut doesn't have a lishma, the rov can't give it a lishma. So too, if a carbon that has a mum was misare, if it got mixed in with carbonus ksherim, it's not enough to remove the mum, the psul and the iser, because a carbon is only kosher when it was nishchat from Nizra Kedin. And shchita and zrika of a carbon sheyesh bo mum is not shchita and zrika. So therefore, after you bring this carbon, it's not going to, bittel's not going to help you, because it wasn't nishchat and Nizra Kedin. So you can't be mosif the din as if it was nishchat and Nizra Kedin. Carbon that has a mum, the shechita is not a shechita, and the zrika is not a zrika. So memela, it's not going to help to be mevatel this carbon sheish bo mum barov, because it doesn't have the dinam of shechita v'zrika kedin. However, it's not the case when the nidun has to be mesalek as psul hamiut meharov. Here you want to be mesalek the psul of the miut from the rov. You don't need any special chalos hechsher, just to be misalik the psul. In such an instance, we can say Torah Sarov even for Hosafas dinim of hechsher, because you're not coming to be mosif dinim on the chefts of the rov. You're just you're moneya the hafra of the miut. that's caused because it's lacking a certain din or lacking a chalos. What does that mean? So the nafkamina would be, in our case, of shkalim shel katan shenis arvulin in bitul barov, because there are two psulim in this money. Number one, that they're chulin, because they don't have Torah shkalim, like we see in the Gemara, the Atzka ben Bukhri, it's chulin ba'azara, and moreover, these most don't have a chalos shem tzibur. A, they're chulin, and B, they don't have a chalos shem tzibur. Like it says in the Gemara, nimsa karban tzibur ba'mishel yachid. So these two psulim are fundamentally different than in bitulim. In order to be create a chalos shem tzibur, in order to create a chalos shem tzibur, the bittul is going to have to add on dinim to the miut. But the nogea to the she'ela of chulin ba'azara, that stems from the fact that this money is chulin, there it's like other dinei bittul minatar, you just have to remove the psul. That's chulin. So based on what we explained, it would appear that the Shaar HaMelech writes that bittul is effective for the money. This is only to be misalik the psul of chulin ba'azara. In this matter, the bittul is effective l'kuliyam, even according to the Onig Yom Tov, but not to create a chalos shem tzibur. And it would appear that to be meichel a chalos shem tzibur on the carbon, bein l'nyan kapara, bein l'nyan hava, shia carbon ba mishel tzibur, since these two dinei tzibur are midinei a carbon, again, you need to have a chalos shem tzibur, that the kapara should be the kapara of the tzibur, the hava should be the hava of the tzibur, because the carbon has to come from the tzibur. Since these two dinei tzibur are midinei hakarbon, we don't need the din of bittul barov. Why don't you need the din of bittul barov? Because for that we have the din of zil basaruba ruba kukula. Through this din, the carbon belongs to the tzibur. Belongs to the tzibur, and it's bamina tzibur, it's being brought for the tzibur, because rov bamis is bamina tzibur. And the whole kasha, both in the Gemara and Ben Bukhri and Rabbi Seinu and Katan, is right. Ben Bukhri, who says that quantum don't have to be shokel, so the Gemara says, and it's chulin bazar. And what our Rabbi Seinu asks on the Katan is because these shkalim, according to this mandam, are chulin. And the money of a katan, he's not barak mesira. And therefore, the behema also has a tarovis of chulin. And therefore, it's going to be chulin bazara. This carbon is going to be chulin bazara. And on this, Shaar HaMelech writes that the chelik of chulin that you have in the money is batel barov. And now that there's no psul of chulin, it's considered a carbon tzibur. Hein b'kaparaso v'hein v'abaso, because of the din of zil basaruba. So in other words, what we did is we solved two problems, solved both problems. The fact that it's that this money is chulin, that they can't do proper mesira l'tzibur. So on that, the Shaar HaMelech tells us, no, it's not a problem. It's bittul barov. For that, you don't have to add dinim. It works even according to the Onig Yom Tov. then you have another problem. The other problem is, how's this carbon going to have a shamed sibur? So that's morid dinim. That removes the din of chulin. Again, the chulin here is not that the coin, even though it's the lashon of the Gemara, but it's not pshat that the coin is the chulin bazar. Pshat is that the carbon brought afterwards is going to be chulin bazar. So you need that this mos should have a shamed sibur on it. So how's the mos going to get a shamed sibur? So the answer is that the tarovah, since there's going to be batal barov, so now it no longer has a problem of chulin. You've solved the chulin problem. It's not chulin because it's batal barov of holy coins. Then you have an additional problem. What's your additional problem? Your additional problem is that it needs a positive shamed sibur. How are these coins going to get a positive shamed sibur? So for that, you can come on to Azlinam Basaruba. Since rove of the coins are of the tzibur, so therefore the miut of the coins that are not of the tzibur don't bother us, because we follow the rove. So to remove the psul, to be misalik the psul from the miut, that we did by with the bittul, and then to add dinim, which the Oneg Yontif says you can't add dinim, but here in our case it's not a problem, because since most of the coins belong to the tzibur, so this carbon is going to be considered a carbon of the tzibur. Once you get rid of the psul of chulin, now it's considered a carbon tzibur. Hein b'hava asa v'hein b'kapar asa, because of the din of zil basaruba. So when it comes to tzitzis, so by tzitzis, one of the chutim isn't lishma, so it's not enough to mevatel the shelo lishma. By tzitzis, you need that each chut be lishma. So it's not going to help you to have bittul, because the bittul only removes the psul of shelo lishma, but it doesn't give it a lishma. And if you have a carbon that got mixed in with other karbanas, so it had a mum, and it was brought as a carbon, so the bittul is not going to help you. You're right, most of the karbanas are lishma, but this only removes the shelo lishma problem, but it doesn't make it lishma. This carbon wasn't nishat v'nizra kedin. But here, when it comes to the coins, so you have the bittul that removes the psul of the that they don't have Torah shkalim, because they were given by children and who can't properly be makdish. So this would be chulin, this would make the animal chulin bazara, but you remove the chulin problem because of bittul barov, because this coin is bittul and rov coins, and rov coins are beseder. Aye, but you also need that the carbon should have a shem carbon sibur, and the bittul doesn't give these the coins of the children a shem carbon sibur. So the answer is there. We could be samech anaba ba'azlinam basaruba. Since most of the coins are of the tzibur, then that's enough for us. Reb Shimon brings a shayla about an esrog that lost its pittim, and it got mixed in with a sorghum that didn't have a pittim in the first place. So we say that esrog whose pittim was taken away is going to be batal barov. So the going of Beis Din de Kizmirov says that bittul barov is effective, and he compares it to the shayla of bittul hashelo lishma b'lishma. So you just get rid of the psul. It has a psul of nitla pitmaso, but now it doesn't have that psul anymore because it's batal on the rov that doesn't have nitla pitmaso. It's like if you hold that if you're mevatel l'shelo lishma, no lishma, it loses its shelo lishma, and memela it's beseder, because it's batal in the lishmas. But based on what we said, it's not so pashat, because nitla pitmaso is different. It's a psul, and we need to be mevatel the psul, and we don't need a new chalos, like lishma. Because by lishma, pshat when you require lishma is that it's not enough that it's not shelo lishma. It has to actually be lishma. If you have five karbanos, shenis arvu pischayim, and one of them has a yabeles, it's not enough to remove the psul. Right? And you don't know which one is the pasul of karban. So it's not enough to remove the psul. You need to be mosif the chalos hechshir shchit of azrika. And that you don't have. So when it comes to lishma, also, you need the hosafas hechshir of lishma. And that doesn't help by bittul. But that's different by nitla pitmaso. Here, all you need to do is be mevatel the psul. And therefore, bittul will help, even according to the onigantif. But to compare it, the problem is comparing it with when shelo lishma is batel and lishma. Shelo lishma can't be batel and lishma because it loses its shelo lishma, but it doesn't get shame lishma. But if it's nitla pitmaso, all you need is that it should lose its psul of nitla pitmaso and your beseder gamor. So based on what we said, the Shara Melech is not shaykh to this rule that ain mamon bailim batel barov. Because the bittel isn't supposed to be effective for the mamon bailim. That's not what we're trying to be mevatel. What we want to be mevatel is the chulin part of the mos. Because if this mos is chulin, meaning it's not proper machatzis hashekel, because it was given by ketanim, so this is going to go over to the karban. And this chulin, since it's batel, now it's going to have a shem tzibur because of rubo kakula. So that answers the kasha and the Shar HaMelech. You're right, Mamon Bailim is in Batal Barov, but here we're not trying to be Mevatel the Shem Bailim. Let it have the Shem Bailim. We want to be Mevatel the Shem Chulin. That's the problem. And we're able to be Mevatel the Shem Chulin because it's Batal. The Psul of Chulin is Batal. Aye, and how does it get its Shem Tzibor? Because it's Linan Basarov. Now most of the carbon is being bought from coins of Gedolim. So it's Batal Barov. Aslinan Basaruba. So there's a lot more to say about this, and hopefully we're going to continue in the next year. And Bechlal, there's a lot to talk about. So please stay tuned, and we should be zocha to see neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, sweetest of us.